From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. This is Morning Edition. Good morning. Today is Friday, December 20th at 8:54, and we have Danny Poff on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Danny.
Hey, good morning. Thank you for having me. We have a little better trade here than we saw middle of the week, Kimberly. Corn up 5.25 on the March contract at 4.46, and soybeans rebounding nicely after just a tough couple trade days middle of the week. As I mentioned, they're up 13.25 at 9.76.25. We're kind of getting back above that resistance level we were really fearful of. We broke through some support rather and have rebounded. We're up about 30 cents from the lows made actually yesterday intra-trade. Wheat is doing nothing, down 0.25 at 5.32.75 on Chicago. Checking outside markets, February WTI oil down 79 cents at 68.59. Dow Jones close to unchanged here, really up only 16 points at 42,358 last check. In Washington, D.C., there's some serious turmoil going on. It looks like we're working our way towards a government shutdown unless some sort of Christmas miracle agreement is met by tonight on the Hill. You know, a lot of folks really were expecting in agriculture some help with disaster aid. And we still think that that could pass, but it might be after the inauguration into January with the new administration to see that come through. There has been statements made from the new incoming administration that they want to help support agriculture and some of these disaster areas, especially in the Carolinas, from hurricane relief as they need some help here. But the reality is in the short term, there's nothing finalized in agriculture for funding. And there's also no extension of the farm bill quite yet either. And that's set to expire at the end of the year. So the initial ideas in agriculture, they were talking $31 billion in disaster relief, $10 billion of which in direct payments on per planted acre basis, and then $21 billion in disaster aid relief. A little unclear on how that'd be administered as of yet, but either way, nothing's passed yet as of now. Again, soybeans coming up for some air here this morning, up nicely off those lows here. Farmer, you know, firmly burying his head in the sand here, kind of going holiday mode, not much risk management here on the beans. Although they have, they did sell some corn. We got to around that 450 resistance level in the March contract, and a lot of folks laid off some sales there on the corn market. But beans, pretty quiet on the risk management front. You know, we don't have just political turmoil here in the U.S. Also in Brazil, there's some health issues with their president Lula, and you know their currency is gotten really cheap. You know, all of a sudden Argentina is looking more stable and Brazil's kind of faltering a little bit here with their health of their economy, and a cheap currency there is making Chinese buying power even stronger for the big bean supply. They're about to get a recharge here in about the month of February. Abundance of beans and a cheap currency will help Chinese purchase Brazil beans rather than United States. So that's not in our favor for export demand ultimately, but we're not quite there yet. Funds are estimated to be long 140,000 contracts of corn, short 62,000 contracts of soybeans, and short 87,000 contracts of SRW Chicago wheat. We'll get official positions as of Tuesday from CFTC out later today. For those of you with January basis or HTAs on soybeans, need to get out of those here this next week or so. Jan March is a 3 cent carry. I'm sure your grain buyer and elevator would appreciate it if you maybe got it done today or Monday ahead of the holiday next week, with Christmas next week, obviously. But if you have basis and you want to roll because you don't want to, you know, dump beans here near contract lows, it's only a 3 cent carry. So that spread is pretty narrow. If you want to roll to March, you'd have to land to February to price. And conversely, if you have an HTA, because the beans are in the bin, the market is not paying you much to hold on to those. So you might want to look at setting basis and turning that into cash flow here in the short term. Looking at weather this next week, we have a high of 47 degrees on Christmas Day. You look outside, it's white. We got some snow here locally, so enjoy it because I don't think we're going to have a white Christmas when we get to next week. Above normal temps are expected for a bulk of the Midwest and the extended forecast, and then also extended forecast shows, you know, above average rainfall too for a bulk of the United States. So the drought map would sure appreciate that as we look to recharge soils, because spring will be here before we know it. I'm trying to think optimistically. So I hope everyone has a great weekend and a good Christmas. We'll talk again next Friday.
Thanks so much, Danny. Have a wonderful weekend and a good holiday as well to you. You've been listening to Morning Edition from NPR on WILL AM 580, Illinois Soul FM 101.1, and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Thanks for listening.